Right now, we have Maeve McNulty here joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to have you here. Thank you. I know there's a lot of places you could be today, so I'm glad you're here. Before we talk about the specific reason you're here, I'd like to get to know about you a little bit. Can you talk about how old you are, the grade you just finished, where you live, and some of the things you enjoy doing?
Yeah, so I am 15. I'm a rising sophomore at Oakland Catholic, and I really enjoy photography, which relates a lot to my project that we're going to talk about in a minute.
How did you develop an interest in photography? Does that go back to when you were younger?
So when I was in eighth grade, my art teacher really encouraged me to join yearbook, and she facilitated me taking photos for that, and it kind of started my love for photography.
Do you think there are some rules of thumb for taking really good pictures? I know I'm not that good at it. Almost every picture I take ends up getting edited or deleted. But I would imagine there's some principles that if you follow, you'll have a better chance of it.
Yeah, so a lot of times it's just a matter of camera settings. You can take excellent photos on your phone, and keeping things like framing them in certain ways that make them look a little bit more interesting, and experimenting with different angles also helps.
And I get the feeling when you talk about the way you frame them, you're thinking of getting shots that look very natural or candid as
yes.
opposed to posed.
Yeah.
As opposed to posed. Are there other things you like in terms of subjects in school or sports?
Yeah, I really like English. I really like writing. It's one of the things that I've really liked for a long time. And I really enjoy history. I think it's really interesting to see, like, the patterns that happen over time. And I play electric bass outside of school.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
That's great. You know, I can't help but to mention to you that we have a project we just completed and hope to continue with called Untextbooked, and it's related to things you can learn about history that often are not found in textbooks but are not discussed in any length in textbooks. And the reason we're involved in that is we think a great way to learn is by doing a podcast with a subject matter expert who can tell you more about the Tuskegee Airmen, or who can tell you more about the Holocaust that you might not find in a textbook. So that might be a project you're interested in.
Yeah, that's
sometime.
Very interesting.
So tell me about your project. This was a Gold Award project for Girl Scouts, and I guess I'd like you to explain it. I just wanted to mention the honor that you received, but I'm really curious about the project itself, its name, and why you did it and how you did it.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, the Gold Award is the highest award that you can get in Girl Scouts, and there's a lot of longevity involved with it. And my project was called Focus and Frame, and it was a photography class that developed skills that can be used in photography and also in social-emotional learning. So a lot of the skills in photography, like reframing and using different positions for a photo, also apply to reframing your thoughts on a situation or your your feelings about something in a way that can help you step back and look at it from a different perspective.
Your project is called Focus in Frame, and who were you focusing on?
So I was focusing on the students at Brookline Teen Outreach in Brookline, and I went to the space once a week for five different sessions to teach them different photography skills and ask them about what they wanted to change in their community or about their lives, and we took photos related to that. A lot of times we would walk through the community and take photos that way, and I think it really changed the community's perception of them, and I think they're more respected in the community now.
So I was thinking that you primarily were taking photos yourself of people in the program, but what I'm learning and what's really powerful is you taught them to self-represent.
Yeah.
By taking photos of the context in which they live. Are there some photos that really struck you, or maybe some changes you saw in individual people at Brookline Teen Outreach as they did this project?
Yeah, so we took this group photo that was really fun, and one of the kids who came towards the end of the program took the photo, and he positioned everyone in a really great way and took it in so many different angles and positions, and I thought it was a really good representation of what the project was for, and he really like cared a lot about it, and it reminded me of how much I care about photography, and it really made me happy to see.
It sounds like part of your goal was to establish empathy, there's something called perception and portrayal in media, and it often can be overlooked. The news can sensationalize things or can ignore things altogether.
Yeah.
So the camera work that your students were doing really helped capture life as it is.
Yeah.
And can you describe some of those shots? I know it's hard since they're photos.
Yeah. So a lot of them were of local businesses on Brookline Boulevard, places that they're able to go, and because they were taking photos out in the community and everyone saw them having so much fun, those kids are now very much more respected and viewed in a way that's not so, they're not put down as much in the community now, I think.
Do you think that their feelings about themselves and their own worth or confidence changed as a result of the project?
I think so. A lot of the students that we had were kind of shy at the beginning of the project, and I saw them kind of grow in confidence as it went on. And I think it was a really good way for them to learn skills that kind of get them out of their comfort zone and help them grow in that way.
That's wonderful. And some of these students must be peers or near peers.
Yes, yeah.
So how did you feel about working with kids your own age? That can sometimes be a little, I don't know. make you a little nervous? Or?
A little bit. At the beginning, I was definitely a little nervous that they, like, wouldn't enjoy the program. But once I saw that they were, like, very accepting of what I was doing and they were really excited about it, I felt a lot better because they kind of shared the excitement that I felt about the project.
Now, I know in the Girl Scout Gold Award, congratulations, too. That's really a prestigious award. Part of the conversation is about trauma-informed photography.
Yes.
And can you explain that to folks who may not be familiar with that group of words?
Yeah. So trauma-informed photography is kind of, it's a way to process experiences that are difficult, and like I was saying before, it gives them some of the similar skills in both those areas, and it helps them, it's a way of processing trauma, so it's kind of a form of like art therapy in a way.
That's a great way of describing it. I saw a teen years ago take photos of the 7 or 8 houses that she was raised in.
Wow.
And, you know, that's a lot of different places to live. Imagine, you know, being 13 and having lived in that many places. So her way of sharing that was to take those photos, and then she did more with them on top of that, but that trauma of moving constantly, which is, traumatic, that's how she chose to process it. And it sounds like that's an example
that
would fit in what you're doing. Maeve, if you're just tuning in, Maeve McNulty is going to be entering 10th grade next year.
Yes.
At Oakland Catholic. She's 15. We're talking about her project called Focus in Frame, which received the Girl Scout Gold Award project. It's a photography program that she did in collaboration with Brooklyn Teen Outreach. Can people see the images anywhere? We do have a link to Brooklyn Teen Outreach's page, and I think there are a few, but are there any other places where they're available?
They are also available on Brookline Teen Outreach's Instagram, but we're working on making an entire page dedicated to them.
Excellent. How did this change you, do you think?
I think it changed me in the way that it helped me not be so worried about being judged for what I was doing and kind of putting myself out there a little bit more and sharing the things that I'm excited about, because I saw how much the students at Brookline Teen Outreach accepted me and held space for me while I was also holding space for them. It made me feel really accepted and helped me grow out of my comfort zone, which is kind of the point.
That is a terrific outcome. It sounds like it also helped you get a better sense of what matters and what may not matter. That's great. Are there any acknowledgments you'd like to make, or is there anything else you'd like to say about the program in the few moments or so we have left?
Yeah. So I'd like to thank all of the staff at Brookline Teen Outreach, especially Caitlin McNulty. She is my mom and my Girl Scout leader and the founder of Brookline Teen Outreach, and she does so much amazing work. And a lot of this project is inspired by her, so I want to thank her the most.
That's amazing. And I've long admired Brookline Teen Outreach. I had no idea your mom is the founder, so that's good to know. You can learn more about Brookline Teen Outreach at brooklineteenoutreach.org. And you can also follow them on Instagram or Facebook to keep yourself aware of when more photographs are released for the project. Maeve, thank you for being with us. Anything else? I want to be sure you get the last word.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. That's Maeve McNulty, winner of the Girl Scout Gold Award for her project called Focus in Frame.